Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Inessa Ponomareovate, the founder and CEO of Nessa's Hemp. Nessa's Hemp grows and sells the cleanest, safest, and the most effective certified products available on the market today. And Inessa, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards here. So for starters, what is the difference between CBD and THC? And can you please explain the difference between CBD and CBDA as well?
Yeah, I think it's a really good timing that we're trying to really educate people because there's a lot of misinformation on the CBD industry. So I think most important thing people need to understand today is that CBD, which is endocannabinoid, it's something what I would say belongs to your body. Why? Because all of us are born with this beautiful endocannabinoid system. So it's not something you choose to have it or don't have it in your body. You already have it, just like your liver or any other receptor in your body. So we have this beautiful endocannabinoid system. So that means this plant already belongs to us. But now industry is not regulated. So it's really critical to really understand the difference and to have a little bit of knowledge and education. So because it's up to consumer to know the difference. Most people get confused on THC and CBD, and which is THC represents marijuana plant, and THC makes you high. And CBD is more found in a hemp plant and does not make you high, because both plants look the same and belongs to the same family. A lot of times people have this confusion and say, I don't want to take these drugs or it's going to make me high. No, there is not the case if you understand the difference, because one plant will make you high and these specific compounds like THC, and other plant, which is hemp plant, is not going to make you high because it's full of CBD. So that's the major difference between THC and CBD. But what's the major difference between CBDA and THC or CBD? And that's probably a longer discussion, and I'm happy to get into it. Totally. So I think it's really understand that there is two difference. One is THC and one is CBD. But now, since the January of this year, news came out on CBDA being very effective, possibly prevent you from COVID. And the whole industry is shifting right now towards the science into the CBDA space. And most people are very confused just on simple things like what is THC, what is CBD, right? And now I'll be talking about this completely new thing, which is people getting completely lost and confused on CBDA. So I would be very, very happy to really explain the difference. When you take the plant from the soil, and I'm going to try to make it as easy as possible. If you're going to take the plant from the soil, which is a hemp plant that's not going to make you high, does not have a THC high levels, and if you're going to study what's in the plant, there is no CBD. There is a CBDA, THCA, CBGA, and all other 150 cannabinoids that can possibly be found in this plant. So original compound of this plant is the CBDA, right? And in order to turn CBDA into the CBD, you have to use high temperatures and extraction processes, and you have to use gases, solvents, and all other things that I'm not really supportive. So what happens is a lot of times those processes are not healthy for the plant and not healthy for the person also that consumes these products. So that's why industry is not regulated, and it's so important for consumers to understand the difference. So yes, they both belong to the plant. They both coming from the plant, except one is very natural form, which is CBDA, and it's been found 1,000 times stronger than actually CBD and more effective. And CBD is something what you extract from CBDA by using these unnatural and safe processes, and it turns into basically a drug. Why it's a drug? Because U.S. and Food and Drug Administration approved CBD as an oral solution for the treatments of the seizures associated with two rare and severe forms of epilepsy in the patients like 2 years and older. So it is in the drug category. And as we both know, if it's a drug, it must be not natural, and we have to question how natural it is. So yes, there's two differences between CBDA and CBD. One is more natural, I would say safer, and one is more synthetically made.
Really do appreciate the thorough coverage there. And a lot of times folks really want to know what the difference is between CBD and THC, and even bonus information there on CBD and CBDA. So thanks for all the thorough coverage on that. Now, Nessa's Hemp is made out of CBDA. Can you explain how your company came about and how your products benefit users of all ages? Get into some of those important details.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's another great question. And the reason I created a first living biological CBDA product on the market, because the whole market is full of CBD products. And I just wanted for people to really have an access to something that is super natural and organic. And it's been made naturally. So that's one of the reasons I actually created this product, because I saw industry was missing something what's more natural. So that's my main reason. And and the benefits and the uses for this product, it can be for, gosh, as we both know, a lot of disease starts with, you know, high inflammation, right? So most of disease under inflammation umbrella. So what these products do, they really, really help to reduce the inflammation almost immediately. And if the product is made safe and correctly, it shouldn't give you any side effects. That means you're taking something for inflammation and does not have a side effects. And it can be, inflammation can cause like autoimmune disorders, you know, mental issues, heart conditions, gut issues, prostate, you know, skin problems, and even sleep disorders. It can be caused by inflammation. So if you use product correctly, and if you use these plants correctly, you should experience beautiful, beautiful, beautiful results without any side effects.
Certainly do appreciate your setting the record straight and also stating and pointing out the benefits of using your products there at Nessa's Hemp. Very, very thorough details. Thank you for that today. We're joined by Inessa Ponomareovate, the founder and CEO of Nessa's Hemp, that grows and sells the cleanest, safest, and the most effective certified products available on the market today here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Inessa, how does the consumer choose the safest CBD products, and what should they look for since the industry is not yet regulated?
And yes, that's a great question, because most people have no idea there's a huge difference. There's no regulation in the industry. So if the company decided to choose profits over the people, nobody's going to make them accountable for this. So, and that's why you hear the stories all the time where people say my CBD products give me a headache or a specific heart situation, or they cause me more problems than a good. So what you always want to look in those products, especially if you're shopping online or in the stores, you want to look, make sure you get the full spectrum. Full spectrum means that you get the full spectrum as much as possible from the plant and all those healing compounds that are found naturally in the plant, because full spectrum works a little bit better than just plain CBD. The second thing what you want to look for, you know, you want to look at least for company reviews and maybe Google reviews, make sure reviews on the website. That helps a little bit if the company is authentic and they don't create some fake reviews. What really, really can give you peace of mind, if you're going to look in your bottle that you're trying to purchase already, you purchased, that each bottle that you hold in your hands supposed to have a code, like a little number, and a lot of times it's located on the bottom in the bottle. In that little code, it says batch number, right? And some people making different name for it, but it's a specific code for that bottle. And that code should bring you to the lab results. And those lab results should show you what kind of toxins were found or not found in this specific bottle. Because a lot of times there's, you know, companies end up with mold, herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides, and you name it, a lot of microtoxins that are very dangerous and they're causing you inflammation in the first place in your body. So you want to make sure you have that batch number on that specific bottle and the company can provide you lab results. And if the company is very authentic, look it up on their website. Like, for example, Nessus Hemp, we actually provide all our lab results on our website. And you can see, you know, it's tested from every single thing can possibly be tested, lead, mercury, mold, and you name it. So that really helps. That's probably the most credible source for you to look. And another thing, look for the labels. Labels, it's another really quick overview can be decision making. If the label's full of lots of colors and lots of gummies and sugar and who knows what, it looks super colorful, like doesn't look like medicine. I mean, probably it's not a good idea. But then you do a little homework, check the lab results. Don't judge just based on the label. But if you need to make a super quick decision, you're in the store and you don't have time, those 3 extra minutes to check the lab results, just look at the label. If the label really represents the medicine or represents a lots of sugar, candy, and the things that really causes you inflammation in the first place. So I think those are main things to look out for. And if you're going to follow those little simple rules, I can promise you can always going to be able to choose the safe product.
Awesome information right there. That is most helpful. I'm sure listeners appreciate that. Those thorough details right there. Thank you so much. Now, since we are discussing the quality of CBD products, it seems appropriate for our listeners to better understand not only why all CBD products aren't the same, but also which ones are truly organic and what that actually means. Get into that as we kind of wrap things up here today.
Yeah, there's definitely a big definition between organic and organic. So first of all, the company claims to be organic. The most minimum requirement you want to look for, and it's USDA specific logo. And if you are truly organic, it shouldn't be a problem for you to get approved by our government agencies and US and to receive that mini USDA logo that you can find on the Nessus bottles. So that's as minimum, right? And then of course, company that says they're organic and they don't have that specific logo, then I would say why you don't have it if you really are organic, because organic requires traceability and proof that all the products you used, all the processes you used, it was natural. So then another category that I'm really trying to really educate people about, it's beyond organic. Why it's beyond organic? Because organic, even it's a certified organic, the requirements from organic is not as high as I wish to see, that I would say 100% safe. Yes, it's better than non-organic products, but it's not as high as I wish to see. So certified organic products, that means the certification still allows you to contain certain chemicals and certain processes that are not the best for your body. So beyond organic is when you see the lab results of company tested, which is PPB, that means parts per billion. If there any lab results you watch from any chemicals or toxins, look it out, PPB. When they tested for, that means the product was tested from every single thing in parts per billion. So this way, you know, you're really getting organic beyond organic product, because as I said, it's the 3 layers of being organic. Most companies claim to be organic. They can't even get that USDA certification, which just has very minimum requirements to really produce safe and quality products. But if you're looking for super, super natural and organic products, then you're going to look for the companies who's testing in parts per billion from every single toxin to prove quality and safety in these products.
Inessa, really appreciate your time and the thorough details. We've gained a lot of knowledge here in the CBD space and really do appreciate that. If listeners wanted to shop around and or to get more information on Nessa's Hemp, where's the best place to do so?
I think Nessa's Hemp, N-E-S-A-S-H-E-M-P, Nessa's Hemp would be the best place to go. And we have a lot of lab results. You're welcome to check them out and to use them as a, as example. Also, if you ever want to purchase other products online or somewhere else, it's a great example to use for the other companies.
Certainly some bonus details right there. Thank you so much. Again, folks, it is nessashemp.com. Inessa, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to educate people.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Inessa Ponomare-Ovate, the founder and CEO of Nessa's Hemp, that grows and sells the cleanest, safest, and the most effective certified products available on the market today. And for all the details, visit nessashemp.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.